Good day, Mr. Premier. I'm here to present a book, The Young Dark Emu, by Bruce Pascoe. And I'd like you to share this to all communities around Tasmania, because I really do appreciate the book and see the chapter on it. Thank you. To a community that comes together to celebrate our rich Aboriginal heritage and to advance reconciliation and to do so in a very positive spirit that was recognised in the Welcome to Country Tom that reflected the truth of the past but also importantly a positive and optimistic future ahead of us from one of our younger community leaders. This is a wonderful thing to be part of and I want to thank all those organisations that have contributed to bringing us together, to welcome Bruce Pascoe and you and your story to our state. Anyone who can turn established history on its head should be listened to. But also as we as a nation view with horror devastating wildfires that are affecting communities across Australia and will no doubt affect ours over the weeks and months ahead. It is important that we recognise and harness one of the greatest advantages that Indigenous Tasmanians, Aboriginal Tasmanians have, and that's their connection with the land in which we all live. So we will as a government appoint new rangers to work within our Parks and Wildlife Service with expertise on land management, on fuel reduction, on how to manage wildfires and to utilise and to learn from the knowledge and experience of tens of thousands of years that is so intrinsic. And not only will that help us better protect our community from wildfires, but it will also allow the broader Tasmanian community to understand the impact of fires on Aboriginal heritage, which is so precious. We'll also make sure we have an Aboriginal representative on our fuel reduction scheme and make sure that we have financial support and assistance for great organisations like SeaTac and other Aboriginal organisations around the state to work with landowners and to do all we can to protect our community's Aboriginal heritage and to harness that extraordinary knowledge, the connection with land, which I can't understand but which I'm well aware is something that will no doubt allow us, ensure we're better able to protect our community. So in conclusion, thank you for bringing us together. For my part, I'm very proud to be a member of a government that delivered a new government policy that recognises all Aboriginal Tasmanians and appropriately so, and to do so in our state's constitution. There's a lot more we need to do, but it's events like this that bring us together, that remind us not only of the truth of our past, but also the opportunity and the hope for our future and allow us to celebrate the Tasmanian Aboriginal people, which we do through this great festival, which I now officially launch. Have a great day.